And they had the same thing with big trucks. Throws out this fog to kill mosquitoes. But the helicopter does it often during the summer.
You can't see it all.
It's just a smoke.
Yeah.
A gray smoke.
It makes it all fog.
And it smells awful bad. But it kills the mosquitoes though. But I'll tell you, some of them, it looks like they just drive the mosquitoes right to you from somewhere else. I guess they don't put down enough.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you, what kind of games did you play when you were young and coming up, that sort of thing?
Oh, I loved baseball. I was good on baseball. I always liked to pitch or catch, and I was good on baseball. I played baseball, and I like to jump rope. I played rope, and I like to go skating. I like to skate backwards and do tricks on skates, jump the ditch on skates, things like that. It was just fun.
Okay. Now, when you were coming up, you said you lived in the Irish Channel area. Where did y'all move from there? Did y'all live anywhere else?
We moved back a town on 4th and Miro. And we had a big house there. We had a corn house there, too.
Yeah.
My dad used to keep, used to store old furniture and things like that. Kept all this wood in there, kindling and stuff. And
what kind of furnace?
What kind of what?
What kind of furnace did you have? Did you have any different types back in those old days?
Oh, all of our furniture was mahogany. We never had any other kind, I can remember. We had one table in the kitchen. It was called a porcelain top. It had four white legs to it, white porcelain with a little blue trimming around, and one little drawer in the front to put the spoons in. That was called my mother's work table. We had that in the kitchen.
That must have been pretty.
Yeah. My daughter still has my aunt. She still has hers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, I was talking about games. Other games you play? Tell me all about all the games.
Yeah, I play jacks. I like to play jacks. I like to play checkers.
Yeah. Did you ever play any games with a rope?
Yeah, we jumped rope. And we played horses, if you know what that is. You take the rope and tie it around one person.
Yeah.
And the other person get the back of it, and one would run like it was the horse.
Uh-huh.
And we played like that. And we played games like hide and seek, or hopscotch. We play games like my brother would be the policeman, and if one of the kids was bad, he'd lock them up in jail, and one of us would be the mother, and one maybe or another friend would be with us, he would be the daddy, and we would be there we'd get grass and mud, and you know when you sharpen a pencil, the shaving from the sharpener, we would take that, and we'd take my daddy's old pipe, and we'd put that in there and pretend that or whoever was the husband was smoking his pipe. It was really fun. I wouldn't do a thing like that now, though.
Yeah. But it's amazing that y'all could invent things like that.
Yeah.
You were telling me about y'all would play in the yard a lot, you had toys in the yard.
We take a bottle. You know what grass rope is? Well, you take the grass rope and you stick it down in a bottle and you put a cork in that bottle. And then you unplait that rope, and you comb it, and you make a skirt with a piece of material and put on that bottle, and you draw a face and put on it, and we played like that was a doll. We had dolls, but we'd rather do that anyway. We played games like that, and we never broke a bottle. We had great big bottles we'd play with like that. And my sister, she liked to play with a brick, until once it fell on her feet, that was the end of the brick.
Any games where you would, other games that you would play, you mentioned hiding games. What sort of?
Hide and seek. You'd hide.